What's going on, moviegoers all over the world? My name is Ryan D. You can hold the Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And I'm Bud.
Bud, man. What's going on, man? Thanks for being a part of the show. Yeah. Right. What'd you say, Batman? All right, well, we're not talking about Batman this time around, and this world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our review of Game of Thrones, episode 4. Can you believe it? How many episodes are left?
Two.
Wow, that is insane. I never would have imagined
then
this.
Then the movie.
And
the
spinoff shows.
The HBO movie, right at the very end. HBO will announce it at the very last episode. Alrighty, guys, so let's get right to it, man. I mean, so we're going to talk about our review, guys, of what we felt right after this. And we get so many questions answered in this episode. You know, we got, I know we talked about it last episode. And yeah, so Ted's not here. We replaced Ted already. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I had this question and over it's been in my head, like, how much Unsullied did she lose? How many people died? And we got
that. How much of her army did she lose?
And we got this answer. Yeah. Yeah, and it was so brutal. Man, I can't believe it. When Grey Worm picked up the thing, he's like half.
So how did you feel?
I thought it was more. There's like 10 left.
Yeah.
How did you feel that opening scene where they're, I guess, about to be burning the dead?
Yeah, so the funeral was being held.
How did you feel about that?
Yeah, that was pretty trippy. I mean, that was just like, I can't believe, you know, that Theon, I mean, it was sinking in, of course, because, I mean, just coming out right off that battle, I feel like it was a breath of fresh air. Because, I mean, just nonstop action right off the bat from last episode. And just seeing this transition and having it, you know, the aftermath of winter, of the, you know, the winter storms coming. What'd you think, Bud?
Well, you know, like, since, like, episode 3 was such a big, epic battle. Yeah,
the long night.
You know, from the start of this episode 4, it was like, you know, like, just seeing all the characters that died again once more and saying their goodbyes, it's real touching.
Yeah.
I think the one I connect most was, like, Theon, because, you know, that character was from the beginning, and you hated him at first, and then you really hated him. Then you feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, you're rooting for him. And then, like, I was like, oh, that's the way to go out. And, you know, it was a really cool character to see.
Yeah.
And love character.
He was my favorite character in the episode 3. Yeah. Like, his arc of defending Bran to the end. Ooh.
I love the way he went out. Yeah. He gave it his all.
So this episode was titled The Last of the Starks. And so we did see, obviously, Jorah. Oh my god. Okay, yeah. Jorah. So many names in here. I mean, so many characters in this series. You know, we do see the funeral being held. I mean, we do see Dany, how she's really lost someone and everything. And, you know, just going into this, I mean, we see also the victory in it. You know, just everyone's cheering, everyone's getting drunk, everyone's drinking wine, everyone's just being happy that we're alive, you know. And right off the bat, though, we just go right into tension again. I mean, between Sansa and Dany. I mean, it was still there. Even when they were cheering, even they were happy to be alive, I was just like, man, there's still tension. They looked at each other.
Because
Sansa left.
It's not over.
It's not.
The elephant in the room.
Yeah, big, huge
especially
elephant.
Because, I mean, not just with Sansa and Dany, but I feel like with Jon too. Like, they had that
John's
unresolved conflict.
Jon's right in the middle.
He's Sansa and Dany had the unresolved conflict. So everyone is just, okay, now what do we do now? Like, the battle against the dead is done. Mm-hmm. Now we have Cersei. How do we move forward with this? And what happens after that?
It was so much. And then, of course, which kind of threw me off guard was Dany announced Robert Baratheon's bastard, made him a lord.
Oh, she declared him not a bastard anymore.
And declared him a lord. So I was like, what the heck? That was random. I mean, I felt like that was very random. But
have we heard of that move?
Yeah, it's a move. It's a great
chess
move.
Piece move, right there.
Yeah. So that way, but he didn't want the throne. But just, that was a for sure thing, like, to make sure that he doesn't want the throne. Yeah. I guess you could
say.
Like,
she gives him something to kind of distract
him. Yeah, even though he didn't want it whatsoever, never had a claim to it, or he didn't want it at all. So, but what he does want, ladies and gentlemen, he does want Arya to be his lady. And he proposes to her and...
Rejected.
I mean...
But you gotta meet... Would it make sense, though, for her to say yes and settle down? Considering all that she's gone through?
knowing, yes, I mean, you could still be an assassin and still be a lady. I was like, come on. I mean, it probably won't work, but, you know, you could still try.
She does care about him, but I think it doesn't make sense for her.
I don't think she's ready yet. Yeah. She has a mission. She doesn't want to get distracted. Maybe
she still has Cersei on the list.
That's her list.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to get distracted by a man. So
yeah, I think when her list is over, I think that's when she'll like finally like, okay, I could.
But I do like that idea of the couple.
Yeah. In the books, it does happen. I mean, it does happen, but you know, in the show, it just obviously she
it's almost there, but not the timing.
Yeah, the timing just doesn't fit yet. Man, that sucks though. How he got rejected? Dang.
Well, you tell you, he's heartbroken. Dang.
Yeah, it is heartbroken. And then of course we do get Brienne and Jamie, and they finally hook up. And I was just like,
I don't like that one.
Yeah, that was pretty.
I was rooting for Tormund.
I was rooting for Tormund.
I was, dude, but come on, man. It wasn't
dude,
there.
His bubble, the way the facial expressions of him was so like sad. I was just like, he was busted. His bubble was busted.
He was heartbroken for a split second until he met that other northern girl.
But that was like he was just like, he doesn't care for obviously for that, but he was just like, okay, whatever.
He was just tempering his sadness,
and he was drunk, and he was just like, I mean, he just really wanted the big tall lady. I mean, he said it so many times.
He had a plan. Yeah. They're gonna have big children that will conquer the world.
Yeah, they'll conquer the world. Exactly. And so they finally hook up, which is long.
That was a lot of tension.
Yeah, a lot. And it got released that night. And time and time again.
So that was the thing. Yeah. So did they, was it just that one twist they had, or was it like multiple encounters before? Did they hook up together?
When Jamie announced her as a knight, I would have think that was probably because they were both staring at each other's eyes. They both felt like they wanted each other, and they were all like, oh, screw it, it's the end, this could be the last of our night, right before the long night episode three. But yeah, so I mean, Jamie, they finally hooked up. That was long process, and it took forever. It took how many seasons? Like a lot of seasons for that to happen.
Like 8 seasons for that. Yeah,
but that's how long this story, I mean, the relationship took. So, and then of course we do go into Jon Snow, and Dany shows up in Jon Snow's quarters, and you know, Dany's just now it's starting to sink in that she finds out the truth. Because in the last episode, they didn't have time to sink in when
they
she found
were
out.
Their argument or discussion on the matter of his parentage was interrupted by the battle.
Yeah.
Now they have a time to breathe and really reflect on it. And now she's starting to, I guess, her thoughts are turning for the worse. Yeah. Where it's okay, he has a bigger claim to the throne.
Yeah.
And you can see it's very evident in that scene because she's begging him around, not to tell anybody because she's threatened by that information.
When the wildlings are around Jon Snow and they're drinking and they're having a good time, that's when Dany's staring at Jon Snow, staring at them react to her. And then, but at the same time though, I feel bad for Dany because she's lost. So I mean, she's lost so much when coming to the North, and she's even said it like, when I, you know, the way they look at you, they looked at me, but on the other side of the world. And, you know, I love that so much because that just shows, like, you know, the characteristics and everything. And, of course, we do get to this, the Starbucks thing. I mean, the Starbucks coffee was on there, on the table. You know what's funny, though, is that everyone's doing it. It's a Texas thing. I've been seeing it on our feed. I don't know if y'all saw it, but the Whataburger. I saw Whataburger on there.
I've seen Whataburger.
And Bill Miller's was like, dang. I was all like, you know, I should Photoshop like an Alamo City Movie Talk sticker somewhere on there. A Bucky's, right?
That would definitely be Texas.
Yeah, and HBO ran with it. They were just like, you know, Dany didn't order a latte. She ordered herbal tea. So that was a pretty good one, the statement by HBO PR.
I forget who's supposed to be in charge of like the set.
Yeah,
it's their job is make sure like their costumes are the same.
Yeah,
someone dropped the ball.
Someone dropped the ball, right? Like I said, it was Dany's coffee. I mean, she was just work, you know.
Herbal tea.
Okay, yeah. But you know, those memes were going all over the place. I saw so many. It was just kept going and going and going.
What do you think is going through Dany's mind when she finally is trying to reason with John about not telling anybody about his parentage?
Yeah, so
what do you think is going through her mind?
Yeah,
why?
So, it just, you know, because she wants the right to the Iron Throne. She's been fighting for it. She's felt like she's been destined for it ever since she was born. And she's been through so much. And same thing with Jon Snow, though. And Jon Snow said it so many times, though. He doesn't want the throne. Yeah. But he is the male heir. And they said it so many times, you know, just he is, it's the males is just as, back in, I'm sorry, back in those times, the male's the more superior. Yeah,
I agree with you. Yeah, that's how it was.
Good to be a man.
Right? But, you know, the intensity between Danny and Jon Snow, you know, it just, the funny thing is I'll always laugh at is that she's not upset that that's what the aunt and the and Targaryens.
It's not something but, new.
It's not super taboo.
But she doesn't even mention it. She doesn't mention it whatsoever.
She's not mad about that.
Yeah, she's mad about the throne. Yeah, she's mad about the Dark Throne.
I don't care that you're my nephew.
Yeah, I don't care you're my nephew. I don't care about I just had sex with my nephew. Like, I don't know. You want
that? I have love for my nephew.
Yeah.
She's in love with him.
Yeah.
Really?
Right? And that's hilarious, man. Just, I mean, she mentioned it again. Like, oh, I'm not upset about that. I'm just upset that you want the throne, or that you have a more better claim.
He's a threat to the
throne. Yeah, he has a better claim to the throne.
Well, I feel like this episode really showed, like, even in her mind, she's like, meh. Like when she stares at Jon and sees all the people like laughing and like being friends with him, and she's seeing like, yeah, he could make a great king.
Yeah,
and then that kind of like,
well, because he,
I don't want to be like that. No one's like praising her. Like, she lost her dragon, she lost her army. She like helped a lot with
the
Winterfell.
She brought the whole.
Everyone's like, hey, you're riding a dragon, Jon. Yeah, that's what. Like,
they're praising. Yeah, they're praising.
So
they're
uplifting him.
Yeah, and because he's a northerner, and he's been. I mean, even Tormund said it. Like, he just. You know, you'll be good king, like you'll make a good king and everything, and just, you know, so much. Jon Snow, like, he just wants to live. I mean, I feel like he just wants to love Dany and be with Dany. I feel like, and he's in love with Dany. He doesn't want the throne, and you know, just, but everyone's praising him for it. Yeah, it's the politics. Yeah, politics. Yeah.
So, do you think? And I know it's brought up in the conversation between. Lord Varys and Tyrion later on, how the proposal, like, he had, Tyrion says, well, you know, it wouldn't be too bad if they ruled together. Do you think that's something Dany will accept?
I wish they would rule together. That would make things so much easier.
I think that's, like, what we all thought, like, from the last season. And they're like, oh, they'll just get married. And problem solved. But it's kind of like, it showed you there.
Who's going to sit there?
It's really her controlling him. So they're not happy with them getting together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. So, you know, I would love it if they would just like split the Iron Throne in half and just be like, okay, here's your half, here's my half, and just leave it at that. Just
that'd still be a power struggle, though, because it's like.
I mean, he would control the North, and she'll control the South. I mean, the seven kingdoms. You control. There's seven kingdoms to control. So but the North already said it so many times. Like, we're not gonna bow down to a Southern ruler. They're not. That they're so stubborn, they're like Hispanics, they're stubborn in their ways. It's like, it's just the way it is. I mean,
that's stereotypical.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's funny. It's funny, but it's so true. So we do get the Starks together, and you know, Sansa, Arya, Bran. And then we do get Jon Snow there, and they're just like, you know, this is it, this is family and everything, and then he reveals the truth to them.
I was kind of mad at that scene. They didn't show the reaction.
Yeah, they didn't. Like, they didn't. Like, yeah, that was my upset.
Tell him, like, yeah, okay, and then cutscene, and like, oh, and my gosh, that's a big thing.
And
see,
here's the thing. Here's our problem with Jon Snow. He is too honest. He is way too honest, and I'm just like,
but
even Danny said it. She said it.
I mean, that thing's just everything.
She said it. Like, he's all like, he said we can live peacefully together. And Danny's like, I just told you how we can live peacefully, you know. And she's like adamant. She's very strong headed, and just like, you know, she pretty much told him like, this is it. This is the way to do it. And you don't want to do it. And you don't want to sworn secrecy to Sam, and you know.
And then Sansa's kind of reminding me of Littlefinger now. Like, that's like something, that's someone you wouldn't want to tell, but she's family. And yeah. now she's going to take it and use it.
And she did. Yeah. She did. She told Tyrion, who told Varys. So
it's hesitated. Yeah. She was hesitating, and then she's like, hey, guess what?
There, but see, she was sworn to see. She was but sworn there was secrecy,
a,
and she...
There was a reason she told Tyrion. Yeah, what do you think that reason was?
And they implanted that in their brain so that way they could choose Jon Snow. I feel like it just, you know... Before that, I mean, even Tyrion said it. Before we go further down to that episode, we'll talk about, I guess, the meeting right before they go into right before they head towards King's Landing, and you know, we do see another question that got answered in this episode was we do see the Dothraki. There's some of them still. Oh, yeah. Still, which at the time though they didn't look like
wiped out.
Yeah, literally they got wiped the hell out.
But obviously, whoever's left is nowhere near compared to what the Horde was before.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Same thing with the Unsullied.
Well, no, I think they said it's an evenly matched against Cersei's army.
Yeah, they said
and they have about the same amount of people.
But it's weird because it's the tipping because. Dany had the three great dragons that no one's ever seen. Mm-hmm. She had this massive Dothraki army. She had all of the Unsullied. The tide's tipping. Mm-hmm. You see that reaction and how mm-hmm. Dany is changing.
Yeah. And so we do go into that scene where Sansa is adamant and she is strong-headed, of course, just like Dany. And she pretty much tells him, the North were tired. And then... But then at the same time, we have to understand both aspects, both point of views. I'm just like, well, Dany came to y'all, you know? Dany came straight to y'all whenever Jon Snow asked, whenever he bent the knee. She came straight to y'all to help the North. And if it wasn't for the North, we would all be skeletons, the dead. And Jon Snow said it. But Sansa, she just doesn't want. She doesn't want to. She's all like, the North will only fight for a northern ruler. And then she said, well, the North needs to rest now. And I felt like she was just coming up with excuses.
But I can understand. Because
they don't trust Dany. They said it.
I can understand both sides. So I can understand Sansa, although she did have ulterior motives.
Yeah.
She is right, though. They're wounded.
Yeah.
They need a rest. They're exhausted from battle and the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they need to recuperate. A little bit, there needs to be time, but on the same hand, I can see where Dany's coming from. The longer they wait, the more Cersei can amass more armies, invest more gold, or do whatever to make more moves. And so, Dany, I can see that urgency. Dany wants to go and hurry to defeat Cersei, so I can see both sides.
Yeah, I mean, I would think though, at least Sansa would be on the same side as Dany because they're gonna go kill Cersei, you know, they're planning on take over King's Landing. Like, come on, wouldn't you would rather have. Cersei rule than Dany. I get it, you don't trust who. I mean, it's almost like the less of two evils, you know. Just
but that's the thing. Yeah. Do you think, and this is a question for both of you, do you think Dany is changing for the worse? Her personality, her urgency,
slowly, I think so.
And in what direction do you think she's going? Do you think she may be exhibiting signs of the Mad King, where it's tyrannical?
I think there's going to be a point where she's going to have to make a choice, and it's going to make her look like the Mad King. I feel like maybe Jon... She's going to finally feel that pressure of Jon Snow taking her spot, and now she's going to maybe decide, I got to take him out because I want to be queen. So maybe she'll have the choice. I don't know, but... That'll be interesting to show in the show. She's slowly becoming an evil character, not evil character, but
we see
bad choices character.
We see that progress dramatically into the very to the end of the episode. But right before we'll start touching up into that when she's headed back to the south. But we do right before. I know people are upset about it. The direwolf, ghost, the very last. He didn't say goodbye. But I was telling Angela, I was like, well, if you would have said goodbye, I felt like he would have just been like, just come with me. Like he would have been just like, just come with me. And he was missing an ear or a piece of his ear was chipped off. That was crazy.
That made me mad because Ghost has been loyal with him this whole time since season one.
And he just said, Tormund, go take him.
And I can understand the logic behind he, let him be free. He belongs able to be North. Like Lemyria. She's in the wild now. She's in the wild.
Arya's dire.
I can understand that. But to not even say goodbye or pet.
He kind of gave him like a little nod or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I wish
he could have done more.
Yeah, he could have.
I was hoping for more. As a pet owner,
yeah.
Would like cry if I left my pet.
You're not a dire wolf owner.
Shut up. Especially if he's had a ghost for years.
Yeah, ever since he was
the only thing that made me feel a little upset.
Okay. All right, now they're moving on to the south, and oh my gosh. So we do see so much life there. Going back to the south, the dragons are happy. They're like, oh man, get out of this winter.
Weather.
Get out of this cold. And then out of nowhere, oh my gosh, out of nowhere, Greyjoy's waiting for them, and he's just...
What's the name of that dragon?
Rhaegar.
The dude just got like torn up.
Yeah.
In the last battle, finally got healed.
Yeah.
And he's like testing his wings out.
Yeah. You know? He's just roaming around, minding his own business. Yeah.
Boom.
Just gets hit on the side.
I had a little bit of hope. Like, I was like, okay, he's going to make it through it when it hit the chest. But at the neck one, I was, oh man, that broke my heart.
Crazy.
I think these are like a little bit bigger from the last spears they made. I read somewhere. Like,
and they
upgraded them.
All the boats too. They all had them. Everyone had them. And you know, just so much, just unanticipated action there. I mean, it was so much action going on.
That was like a twist. That was a trap.
And Sansa was smart about that. I'll give her that, man. She was very smart about that. And, you know, and they do kill him. Sadly, he does fall into the ocean. And at the same time, they are destroying, wiping out the boats. Yeah. And I'm just like, Greyjoy's there. Oh, my God. They run the seas, man. The seas is their battle. But they suck on land. But the seas, they knock it out. They're the Navy. They're the only Navy in the world that freaking runs the Navy. They run the water. And they were just destroying their boats, destroying the Unsullied. And at the same time, though, we see Grey Worm searching for Miss Sunday. And come to find out, Miss Sunday's actually captured by Greyjoy. And
that was sad. Oh, man. I thought that was like, as soon as I saw that she was captured in Shane, I was like, that's it.
Right before we go into the last scene and set, I would say, we do get Tyrion, and what's his name?
The hand?
What Tyrion's the
Are
hand?
Are you talking about
Viserys? Viserys, there you go. Tyrion, Viserys, they're talking.
The bald one?
Yeah, they're talking. Viserys. So they're talking and they're just conversating. And you know and at the same time though, Tyrion on the ride over to the south, Tyrion tells him the truth, like he's the true heir to the Iron Throne. And then that's when it starts putting it in their head. That's why I believe Sansa, this is a trick. You know, she's trying to implant, like,
so you think she John did Snow's, she had the, like, she
knew
that motive.
Yeah, she knew exactly what's gonna happen. She knew it, right?
Yeah,
she knew. She's like Littlefinger. Yeah.
She's like turning into
And she said it even in the episode right before she killed him, was that you taught me very well and you taught me all your tricks and everything. And
she also has a little bit of Cersei too.
You think so?
Yeah, okay. I think, like,
she does.
Yeah, she learned from those two.
Yeah.
Those two are like big. Like,
yeah.
Like, and we even see it. I think there's a moment where she talks with the Hound in one of the opening scenes.
Yeah.
And he's telling her, like, oh, she's like, I'm not a little bird anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be, like, if I didn't go through it, I would still be a little bird.
I'll still be a little bird. And now I'm just proud of who I am. And she even mentioned it even when she killed the Bolton. When she wiped, I mean, she wiped out that house.
He did deserve it.
Yeah, he did deserve it. I mean, yeah, that was gruesome.
That's great.
It's great. And so we do go, you know, even Tyrion and they've said it. Even Tyrion said it so many times, like, saying it is treason. And they, but he's all, I mean, it's funny though, cause they're like, I like how they conversate, cause he's all like, what, you're not thinking it. Well, thinking it's not treason. Saying it is, like, thinking it was one thing.
So,
who's the bald guy's name again?
I think it's Viserys.
Yeah.
Okay, like, two seasons ago, when he first came to the Daenerys, she warned him not to ever betray her. and she'll like kill him with fire. No. I think this is gonna be like she's gonna find out. I think, but
okay,
he's on thin ice.
Yeah,
but he's like even talking about it. He's like, yeah. Man, come on, man. She's gonna find out.
But he did tell her in a couple. I think was it last season, the season before, where he's like, if you know, if there's ever a moment where I think you're making a mistake, I'm gonna tell you to your face.
He tells her though. He tells did. Danny. Yeah, he does tell Danny like you're making a mistake, and we do get Cersei doing another good move. I guess you could say sadly a good move. She's putting all the civilians in the innocent people into the red cape. So that way,
like
Danny, yeah, so that exactly, it's just checkmate. So and
she does attack him. Now she's looking more like the Mad King, the Mad Queen.
So we do go to the very last scene, guys, and this last scene is totally gruesome and it's totally intense. So much intensity here. And we do get the standoff between, you know, Danny and Cersei. It's crazy though, because I did not notice they attached a lot of their defenses for dragons now. A lot of them.
It's funny because you know they talk about the history of dragons. Like no one ever came up with the idea with
crossbows.
Like, you know what? Let's make a really big crossbow.
Yeah. Let's just start putting them everywhere.
Fight these dragons.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah. And then they stopped it because the dragons they were extinct. They became extinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being caged, like, yeah. Not from being killed. They turned into like little puppies.
Yeah,
but it's interesting how like they finally figure it out. Like right now, like okay,
let's just figure it out.
It's great. I hate it. I wish I could see them like attack the castle easily. But
yeah,
do you think now that there's down to one, do you think that at the end of the series that Drogon will still be alive?
You know, there's just so much intensity here. I mean, it's only one target now. It's hard to say, to be honest. It really is because it's just he's only one target now. That's it.
And you see how many of those things they have.
Yeah, instead of Mother of Dragons now, it sucks because now it's Mother of Dragon now. Not plural.
She needs to let Jon Snow take. Like, I feel like there's a connection. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you remember from that. They're making out scene.
Oh, yeah, when he was staring.
He's, like, staring at, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what are you staring at?
There's a connection.
Yeah.
And he needs to ride it. And I feel like she's holding back because if she gets killed, then it's over.
But yeah.
Jon Snow's like, I don't care. I'll get on this thing. I'll go in there.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the dragon will probably die, but it's going to go, like, you know, gangster style.
Yeah.
He's going to take out everybody.
Yeah, and then so we do get that last scene, ladies and gentlemen, of, you know, where Miss Sunday, she's captured. And, yeah, we do get the hand-to-hand talk. The hands are talking amongst themselves. And it's funny, though, because he said it. He was just like, I am a mouth of the queen. What does he say?
Like a messenger.
I'm the mouth of the queen. And then Tyrion's just like, you know, he's trying to calm the storm. He's trying to calm the bloodshed. And he doesn't want anyone to... He doesn't want to hear burning children. And he said it. And, you know...
And that's...
He was really trying to, like... reason with him. He's like, help me out here.
Yeah,
like,
help me talk out.
To her.
Yeah.
Because he knows how Cersei is. Cersei, everyone knows she don't give
a crap.
Any craps about any of her subjects.
Even Tyrion says it to the public and says it to everybody right then and there. And even tells it to Cersei to herself is that, what about your child? Think about your child. You know, you don't have to die. You'll survive. And it's crazy how Dany was even thinking of that, thinking of keeping Cersei alive. After all, you know, they've been through. But in regards to that, sad to say, we do get the death of Miss Sunday, and she passes.
How do you feel
by
about
the mountain again? And mountain takes another one.
How do you feel about her last words?
Oh man, that was good. That was a good way to go out, I would say. Like, I mean, she said she went out fighting like a champ. She went out fighting, and
told Danny, stand your ground,
you know,
Karras, burn him.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I thought Cersei, or I thought Mantle was gonna, or I thought they were gonna push her and then have her fall, and then have, you know,
doesn't look that high,
right?
Until you hit the ground.
Yeah, until you hit the ground, and so that scene that we get where the mountain cuts off her head, sad way to die, Grey Worm. He's looking the other way.
Yeah.
And at the same time, Dany is enraged because she's lost everyone. She's really lost everyone that's followed her through this. I mean,
well, she has a couple people still, but she
Grey
keeps
Worm, really from
she
the original
keeps losing
crew.
A lot of her key people
from the original crew. Like it's probably just Grey Worm that's really left, and because Jorah died, versus he wasn't in the original. But yeah, to be honest, it's probably just Grey Worm. That's really
He's just a military tactic guy. She probably doesn't really like talk to him, but she talked to
just Miss Sunday. Yeah,
Jorah.
Yeah,
they were like friends. You know, yeah, real close friends.
So. She talked to Miss Sunday so much, and they've been through so much together. And to see this, she is enraged. She is cold hearted. She is just angry. She's making those faces of anger of the Mad King, and it just it looks vicious. And she's
I think she's gonna snap.
She said it. She said it to Tyrion though. She said it to Tyrion like she's all like, "I'm gonna give him this last chance, and if not, we are burning this city to the ground." And Dany said it. Emilia Clarke said it. AKA Emilia Clarke has said it. Anyone on the Tonight Show, she did say the episode 5. You think Winterfell is big? Episode 5, the next episode, guys, is gonna be big.
Yeah, it's the same director.
It's gonna be big. Yeah, it's gonna be really big. It's gonna be intense. We do get the crazy battle in King's Landing, and of course at the very end, guys, of course we do get Jaime. He is going to King's Landing to try to save. I feel like what is he trying to do?
Was he like saying that he loves her still, or
For me, I interpreted it as he's loved her all this time. Mm-hmm. I don't think he feels the same way about her, to be honest. I think he still cares about her, but that passion, love that we saw in the first couple of seasons, I don't think it's there anymore because of what she's done to him. So for me, I think it's him saying all that means he has to see it through. Yeah. He's done all this stuff over the course.
Yeah.
So if he has to see it through, he has to see, and in my husband, I think he's rooting for her demise.
Yeah,
I think he's rooting for her to remain queen.
Now, do you think she's gonna take off? You think Brienne? Do you think she's gonna take off?
Brienne?
Yeah, I think she's gonna follow. She's gonna follow.
Because what other purpose does she have?
Well, she's protecting Sansa. Remember the oath she still has to fulfill, because that's why she stayed there.
But who's to say that Sansa will remain in the North? Because you do still have Arya and Bran.
No, but she's the true Lady of Winterfell, though. She is the true lady.
But there always has to be one Stark in the North. And I think even if Arya and Sansa leave, Bran is still there.
Yeah, but Bran doesn't consider himself a Stark.
You know what could happen is probably Sansa will let her go. Brienne. But maybe there's a scene where like she's sad and like, follow your man.
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like it's going to happen too. I feel like she's going to follow Jaime. She really is. I feel like, and then of course, right before that gruesome death, we don't get another shot of Jon Snow heading down to King's Landing, but they're heading down to the south at this very moment with the Dothraki on the King's Landing. I think they called it King's Landing Road because it's the only road to go. King's Road. There you go. Yeah, King's Road. So he's down there. I was surprised that we didn't get another shot at least of him finding out, because we do get a shot of Brienne and Jaime finding out the outcome of what happened. And of course, we do get the Iron Islands. They're back in Dany's control. We also do get across the other. Dorne. Yeah. They pledged allegiance to Targaryen. So we do get little tidbit answers there. Now, are they going to join the fight? That's the next question. I think they should join the fight. I mean, Dany needs everybody all hands on deck. She needs every single person out there to fight.
But what and I can understand Yara, because Yara has been with Dany for a little bit, Alliance, but there's that new Dawnish prince that we don't know about. We don't even know what the size of their army is. So the Dorne have like a huge army, I don't know how much of an army Yara and the Iron Islands can produce.
No, I hear that.
And if they do all go to Dany, it leaves Pike defenseless. Yeah.
Well, that one lady's still probably in prison, right? I think it was from Dorne.
I'm pretty sure
she's daughter. You know what?
I'm pretty sure there's...
Well, no, the daughter's passed away. The daughter died. She died of poison.
Do you think that there's any slight chance she could... or maybe her name be mentioned or something?
Man. I mean, obviously, it has to mention. I mean, as long as Dorne comes to help, I mean, they need to bring their army, though. They need it. But I don't know. We'll find out in the next episode. So much action going on. I mean,
two left.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe there's two left.
So who do you think? I always ask this because I'm always very curious. Who do you think will end up, now that you've seen up to season or episode 4, has your theory changed of who's going to end up on the throne? Like, where did your theory start off, and is it the same now that you've seen these four episodes?
I always thought it was going to be Daenerys. But now I'm leaning more towards Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she'll probably give it up to him. Dang. But I heard this on another guy's podcast, but one of them has to die. Like, I don't know how I feel about that, but
I think
if anything, Jon Snow could die because he already died before.
Yeah.
This could be like kind of like he could Lord give of the his Rings life. Or.
What if he gives his life with the Frodo dragon?
Has to go away.
With the dragon. What if he what if he gives the life for the and dies with the dragon? Yeah. And then Dany becomes queen.
Like he gives it to her. That's yeah. It's one of the she's gonna give it to him.
Yeah.
He's gonna give it to her.
Or he's gonna give it to her. Yeah. So I feel like it's gonna come down to it. And I hope they kill the mountain because I hope the hound goes to the south and kills the mountain.
They're gonna kill each other.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'll be great.
I think. I don't know. I think the mountain's stronger than the
hound. I have faith in the hound.
But I think the hound is smarter. So yeah. I think it's going to be a good fight. And I think they're just going to end up like... I think fighting he's going to kill the mountain, but he's going to be really wounded.
Okay,
he's
I could see like, that.
Talk trash.
I could even see Arya helping him out too.
Yeah.
That'll be pretty good.
Fast and mode,
so much expectations.
I think Arya's going to kill Cersei. Or Jaime's going to kill Cersei.
Oh,
I wish it's Jaime. I wish he does it like the Mad King. Where he,
like, Kingslayer, yeah.
She just loses it. Cersei's like, maybe she put the fire, the dragon fire everywhere.
Yeah.
And he has to do the same thing.
Yep.
To his sister.
Screaming.
I think that would be
a cool way.
Yeah. That would be a cool way.
And then he takes off the mask and it's Arya.
Oh, there you go.
And right. That's how you found out Jamie Lannister is dead.
There you go.
Twist.
There you go, guys. All right, man. This is our review of Game of Thrones episode 4. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to look us up. If you haven't already, guys, subscribe to us. If you're listening to us, thank you for listening to us on any device out there. And so much hype for this next episode. This is going to be the biggest one. And I can't believe, we're still in shock that there's only two more left.
And then the movie.
There's going to be a movie. All right, but I appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on the show, man. Yeah. Yeah, you were just on a trailer reaction. Now you're coming on a podcast now, Game of Thrones, man. So, all righty, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, Aiken Ola Ryan 680.
Mangela, that cat lady Ange.
And I'm Bud, man.
All right, man. Thanks for being on the show. Yeah. Have a good one, guys.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and stay classy, San Antonio.